limitations on crews expected?
None today.
So good for Summit.
I hope
Come
so.
On,
we'll
Tom,
see.
You gotta give us we'll that see. One.
No. And don't quote me. Where's Rock?
He's not here, is he?
Yeah, he's had enough.
Tom, your defense hasn't allowed a touchdown in 10 quarters. What's the difference in the
game? Well, we've done a pretty good job stopping the run all year. We are contesting better. We're getting turnovers, so we're denying opportunities. So. And we're playing better. We're playing harder. We're more synchronized. I hope it just does nothing but get better.
You excited to see a little more out of Hankins? I mean, I guess you would play a little bit more.
I'm excited to play. It seems like a long time, but it's coming fast.
Jacobs had a setback?
Not really. Were you here yesterday?
I was not.
I thought so. No, he didn't work yesterday either.
Tom, as far as the running quarterbacks are concerned, it looks to me that Pryor maybe even faster than some of those other guys. Would you agree with that? Is that one of the reasons he's broken up so many bigger runs?
You have to bring that up now?
Well,
he is faster.
He is.
He's faster. He's bigger. He's just as big anyway. Yeah. And he's, that's part of the reason, but he's a gifted runner. And he will run under whatever circumstance. If he doesn't like what he sees in the secondary, he pulls it down and runs. And he does have designed running plays for him to keep the ball as well.
I guess what I'm getting at is it looks like when he runs with the ball, it looks more like a receiver than even a running back. Some of the quarterbacks look like a running back to me. He looks like a receiver.
That's your opinion.
That's what I'm asking.
Looks like a quarterback to me when he throws it.
What did you see from your guys this week off the bye? And what's the,
they had good energy.
Like the mind frame going
they were excited about going forward and looking forward to the rest of the season. Practiced well.
Do you guys view these? This is a must-win homestand as a whole?
Most important game of the year is the next one. That's this one.
You can take a look at Andre Brown. I mean, he's taking a step back all defense. I mean, do you have an appreciation for how kind of resilient he's been through injuries, cuts, all that kind of stuff?
Well, it's obvious how important it is to him. And he did everything he could to get back out here. And he's had three really good weeks of practice where he's gotten better each day out here, and hopefully he'll he hasn't played in a while, so let's not but hopefully you always think number one you got to take care of the ball. You know, he hasn't been hit, he hasn't been tackled, so you got to take care of the ball, but hopefully he'll be able to do that.
How careful do you have to be with that? How careful do you have to be with that, the fact that he hasn't played in a year, to make sure you kind of don't overwork him? And
well,
how do you know where that line is?
First of all, he's in good shape. He's in excellent condition. You're talking about a day that's in the 50s, so I don't think there'd be any conditioning issue. But, we'll keep our eye on that part of it.
How much can you expect from Adrian Robinson? What kind of role can he have?
Well, he's working his way back. He's working his way back. And it's a shame that he's lost as much time as he did, because obviously he had a chance to improve and help us. So now it's a tough role, but he's got a good attitude about it.
Oakland wasn't able to keep up with Philadelphia points-wise, but it did put up a lot of yardage. What did you see when you saw that tape?
97 snaps. Like you said, 560 yards, a lot of yardage, a lot of plays. But, they, for whatever reason, weren't able to always to put the ball in the end zone. And, of course, Philadelphia had such a large margin that they prevailed.